Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Galehouse. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jimmy Washdell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ken Chase. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Webb steals second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Webb scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hale moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Washdell fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball four. Case moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Case moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Case scores. Lewis moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis scores. West moves to second. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Senators, 2. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators too. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley takes first base on ball four. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse takes first base on ball four. Hemsley moves to second. Pete Appleton now pitching. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Heath reaches second base with a double. Hemsley scores. Gailhouse goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Heath scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Averill is chasing the ball. Meyer rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's Indians, 5, Senators, 5. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis juggles the ball. That's an error on Lewis. Webb moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Hale reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. Heath goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Washdell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Averill is called out on strikes. 1 out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Lewis reaches third base with a triple. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Indians. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing right field. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Washdell bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Travis moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Travis scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 7, Senators, 7. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogsett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Hogsett reaches third base with a triple. Farrell goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Senators. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Averill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 7. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. West hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 7. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Zuber now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Meyer strikes out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 3 in the game. Travis hits a line drive towards first. Trosky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Washdell hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 8, Senators, 8. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Lynn Lowry now playing shortstop. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hogsett bunts towards the mound. Humphreys fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Case takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to third. Hogsett moves to second. Aussie Bluge pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lewis strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bluge scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.